everybody. Well, today is Monday, and the date today is July 17, 2017. So we got two 17s in there, if that means anything. But we're going to clear away the numbers for you, get you off of that timeline for the day here, and past timelines, maybe even future timelines. So here we go. Let's release these energies. So this is 7-17-2017. A lot of 7s too. So here we go. Releasing the energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, there we go. That's released. Good. And if you have a situation going on, think of it. But we're first going to clear the light beam. So think of your situation, condition, traumas, or whatever, physical pain. But here comes the light beam to help you out. Going to bring in peace energy. So stronger, stronger, stronger. They'll be on your monitor screen sending that to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that's good. And for your own particular situation, I'll count to 10 to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we'll bring up our co-host. So are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm here. Welcome, everybody, and thanks so much for joining us on this Monday afternoon or evening or other, depending on where you are in the world. Ron just energized the light being for us. And if you're looking for the picture of the light being, you can find it on Ron's webpage, creationlightship.com. That's also where you'll do all of your own healings. It's all heart-centered healings based around getting out of your mind and into your heart and clearing away emotions and duality, positive, negative, so that you can exist in the current moment and be at peace. So you can find that image on the right side of creationlightship.com, as well as on our BBS chat link. You can pull that up, and you can also find that while the show is live at the top of Ron's website. So we had a lot of healing work that Ron did over the weekend. He also does periodic series of healing calls that last anywhere from an hour to 7 hours in length, and there's usually a schedule of those at the top of the website. And we just kicked off this weekend with the Saturday Ascension preparation call as well as the Sunday intensive. So if anybody would like to write in about their experiences during either of those calls, or maybe perhaps one of the past radio shows, that would be great. You can send your questions over to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can read them live during the show. We also have a fast chat feedback form where you can send questions anonymously, and you can find that on the link, the chat links that we mentioned earlier in the show. Or just go to our BBS radio homepage, and you can navigate there that way. So, Ron, we've been doing a lot of planetary clearings. I don't know if everybody listening tonight has been on listening with us to the other shows, but within the past couple of days, you've been doing some clearings of the planetary energies. And today we had a request for to clear the planet of Venus, but I thought maybe you might want to talk a little bit more about what you mean when you say you need to clear the energy of the planets and how that affects us, then maybe we can get on to clearing Venus.
Okay, so what I've been doing recently is just taking out the energies, whatever that would be, that's connected to you through transmissions. So these planets are sending us mind control energies, and we're getting, you know, download it. So let's just start clearing that away here. So if you want to pull up the planet Venus, just maybe go to Google. It doesn't have to be a current picture. Just pull it up and go to images, and we'll see if we can take away some of that energy. You may see the planet change color somewhat. That may look a little different. It takes normally a couple of minutes to do, so at least a couple of minutes. So here we go, working on the planet Venus now. And might find something change slightly or not. A lot of times, I think most of people actually see the planet change after about a minute or so. It'll look a little different. Might have a different color structure to it. Okay. More energy here. There we go. More stuff going on. And more, there we go. And you might kind of maybe tune into your body and just see if you're sensing any slight changes. Maybe you might feel a little freer, maybe a little more energy from your body. Maybe an ache or pain may leave you. You may feel a little looser, less tension. So doing some more energy work on it. And more. More, there we go. And if you see something, you want to just send us a little ditty there, creationlightship@yahoo. Just see, let us know what you sensed or what your body felt. So you may not see anything happening. Other people might, but you may feel your body getting freed up. More energy. Well, a minute more to go here. Go. More stuff happening. Okay, that feels better, so I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. So what Ron was just doing was doing some planetary clearings, and I believe that you just jumped right into clearing Venus there, right? Is that correct, Ron?
Yep, we're on Venus.
Okay, great. So the one question I have, too, I don't know if we could do this on the show, but I wonder if we could clear the energy of the moon for people. For some reason, when you started doing that, somebody wrote in and was asking for a moon clearing.
I'll depend on another show. I'm only going to do one.
One per show?
One per show, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, you'll have to excuse me. It's we're having really distracting thunderstorms here right now. So I'm trying to run around and close all the windows while the show is going on. And I should mention this. Ron is going to be doing another enlistment call tomorrow during the regular Tuesday call. And let's see. if you go to the top of creationlightship.com, there's a weekly call that he does on Tuesday, and it's the cording removal. And if you want to sign up for that, I think it was last week or the week before he did an enlistment. And a lot of people always ask about the enlistment and want to do it. So tomorrow is your opportunity. You don't need any prerequisites. You can get on the calls and receive the healings. And you can enlist and join the time-traveling soldiers to help fight the different aliens that we talk about here on the show. A lot of people report that when they join the calls, they feel more empowered. They feel more confident in their everyday life. They often find, instead of kind of like shying away or avoiding conflict, they learn how to deal with it and get the results that they want. So these are all kind of some of the things that people have reported by joining the enlistments. Okay, so we have a nice testimonial here about the Sunday intensive, and this listener wrote in, said all the healings were great and effective, especially healing work that was done on my neck. It was as if I had received a chiropractic adjustment, giving me freedom of movement and no pain. Also, I enjoyed the elephant spraying water on me. That's nice. At times, I actually felt a sensation of water being poured on my skin without being wet. It felt refreshing, as if I had just taken a shower. I want to thank you for clearing the planets Saturn and Mercury. And we added Venus to that today. Saturn was intense, felt heat with it, and then a lot of yawning. Felt the same with Mercury, with an added feeling of just absolute relief. Yeah, the elephants are nice. That was a nice nice treat. They're a really wonderful creature. So someone's been saying, can I get enlisted if I don't have a phone? I wonder if you could do like an online call or something. I don't know, Ron. Can you get enlisted if you don't have a phone? I mean, no. If you have a computer and you're emailing us, maybe you could do like some kind of a call over the internet.
Yeah, you have to be live on the conference call.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure where you're emailing us from, but yeah, it has to be. You have to be there live on the call. Regarding the clearing that you did at the top of the show, clearing the planet Venus, this listener wrote in, I felt calmness and calm in my body.
So I could do a release of the displayed aliens that are here.
Of the which one? Which aliens, Ron?
Yeah, the ones that are trapped and enslaved.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. That's a great one.
Okay, here we go. So I'll probably count to 100. And they could be living inside of you, could be outside of you, could be in your room. And we'll see how you feel afterwards. So here we go. If your body tingles or jerks or you jump or something or you make a strange movement, that means that one of them have, or more of them have left you. You know you have at least one if that's the case. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Great. Okay, so ones that lights to go, wanted to go, should be out of here now. So back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see how people
are. Okay, that's wonderful. Thanks for doing that, Ron. And just wanted to let everybody know as well, there is a YouTube channel that Ron has, and the enslaved aliens, help the enslaved aliens leave, is up there, and you can play that, and it will work, I believe, indefinitely, because all of the alien clearings work indefinitely on the archives. So if you would like to go to YouTube and use that, if you felt a lot of benefits from that, you can navigate there and check that out too. So somebody actually has a question about enlistment, and they wrote in, last night I had dreams of battles, woke up with a headache, which went away quickly, and I hope some good was done. I volunteered recently on a call as I had been waiting for my new job to start. How do you unenlist? I will have to when I start working.
Yeah, just talk. Just tell the group that you're with that you no longer wish to be enlisted.
Yes, and you can also not do the battles. You can request to stop being in the battles, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, but yes, you can also just unenlist, can just request that. I guess you would say that out loud and just request that you be removed from active duty.
Let's do an exercise here to people's energy. So what you want to say out loud is, I now increase my life force energy. And without doing the hand movements, we'll just do this just so it'll work for you without you sampling the energy. So here we go. We'll say that 10 times. I now increase my life force energy. Oh, boy, I now increase my life force energy. 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 And it feels like a couple more times. I now increase my life force energy, and I now increase my life force energy. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, that's one that you can do on your own, and you can just kind of put your hands together and your palms together and sort of feel where your life force energy is at, and you know, on a day you're feeling particularly tired or sluggish, or you're feeling kind of funky and you don't know why, you can just kind of quietly do that, and it generally, people feel a lot better after they do that, and they have more energy, and they feel a lot more grounded and centered and kind of more alert. So that's a really good one to do, and we always do the mind-to-heart drop. And that we do at the end of every show, but you can always do that if you're feeling overwhelmed and you quickly need to get back into the moment. And Ron has audio samples of all of these clearings at the top of creationlightship.com. There's a drop-down box. And I should also mention the YouTube channel is called the Ron Amitron Channel, and I believe there are links to that on the website. Yes, there are. Under networking on the right-hand side. So if you're looking for any of Ron's healings via YouTube, you can find them there. So we've already done a lot here on the show. Ron's cleared Venus. We've been talking about doing the enlistment. People have sort of been writing in with their both their kind of varied experiences with the enlistment. And Ron has released the enslaved aliens live on the call. That will also work on the archives. So somebody else wrote in and said, thanks for my enlistment experience. I feel strong and confident. Three people have commented that I was very large. They were the same size as me.
Very interesting.
I know. That is interesting. And also, somebody had written in about, I think we talked about this, the high doors. I think this was on the Friday show. Ron was talking about high doors in the castles and plantations. And one listener wrote in and said, I visited a plantation prior to Ron's talk in North Florida and wondered why they had very high patio doors. After the visit, I was so drained for 2 days and had to sleep a lot. So it sounds like that person ran into some of those energies there and got really drained.
Yeah, the tall doors. Yeah, you wonder why they have, you know, those medieval castles with those tall doors. Well, just you walk through them, you know, and they may have even been invisible. They could have been shapeshifters. It's too bad we couldn't go back in time and look at footprints.
Yeah, I know.
You know, never know. And all of a sudden somebody changes, you know?
Yeah, and you know what else is really tall? All those, like, cathedrals in Europe, and gosh, they're ridiculous.
Yep. Wasn't that thing, what was that, Sleeping Beauty, where the prince, you know, was turned into a frog or something? You know, they probably talking about shapeshifters.
Oh, what was that? I don't think it was Sleeping Beauty.
What?
I think
what?
It's the Frog Prince. There's actually a fairy tale called the Frog Prince.
Okay. Okay, yeah, maybe you're right. But anyway, it's hard to remember these things when you're in the moment.
I know.
You know,
they all kind of, fairy tales are a great sort of reference to see all these kind of weird alien things being described in the past.
I wonder if anybody out there has something, you know, we used to have nursery rhymes, you know. I wonder if anybody has or knows a nursery rhyme that really we don't say anymore. You'd have to probably be a little up there in age because they kind of like went away, I think. But if there's anything that would be meaningful relating to tall doors or shapeshifters or something. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody has any thoughts. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but the only one that came to mind was the ring around the rosy, but I think that was actually about the plague. It's just like you say these things without really knowing what they mean. Yeah, I think that's what that one was about. Very interesting. So I am not sure about that. We'll see if anybody out there has anything to contribute as far as tall beings in nursery rhymes. The only thing maybe I can think of, it's not a nursery rhyme, but I guess it would be Jack and the Beanstalk. And he goes up to the, you know, he has that magic seed, and he grows the beanstalk and goes up there, and it's like a world of giants, and the giant eats people. Kind of terrifying, actually. But I can't think of any nursery rhymes, so we'll see if we get any anybody out there who knows anything more about that. So somebody else wrote in and said, I felt great from this weekend's call. My back is much more flexible.
Great.
That's good, yeah. A lot of the times we're doing a lot of, like, we'll lay down and rest on the long calls on Sundays, and the light beings will work on us, and it's a really wonderful feeling. And I think a lot of people are really benefiting from that. Okay. Yeah, somebody, I'm not sure, let's see, we could maybe talk about this one, Ron. I don't know if you'll be able to go back to the Friday show, probably not, but we'll just mention it and see what comes up. So somebody wrote in about the handler fog on Friday that you cleared. And if you would like to go back and listen to this show, the Friday show, it has been posted on the BBS Radio archives, so you can go back and hear what Ron was talking about. But this person wrote in and said, "Hi, Ron. A person who I had not thought of as my handler, but seeing him the next day after Friday's show, it became crystal clear that he is. And I had been buying into it voluntarily. Once I realized that and made a decision to change my own actions, my legs felt very free. I was able to fly up a staircase effortlessly, unusual for me. Today, however, 2 days later, I have a searing pain in my right knee. I can hardly walk on it. Maybe the alien in him has retaliated? I'm not sure about that, but it does seem like after you did that clearing on Friday, a lot of people were able to sort of see things more clearly and kind of maybe get out of that situation. And I don't know, Ron, if you want to just tell people what a handler is again, and then maybe address the alien question. I don't know. Ron, I'm not sure if you heard that last question about the handler. Oh, someone wrote in and said the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Yes, that is a nursery rhyme. I'm not sure. Did that have anything to do with tall people? But it is kind of like maybe a kind of creepy one. So thanks for sending that in. Somebody else wrote in and said, Venus courting, thank you. Hi, now my stomach is calm, no more roiling. So it sounds like people were kind of hooked up to Venus here. I think we're just getting Ron back here a minute. His call may have dropped off, so we are just going to keep reading the testimonials and questions and wait for him to come back. Funny, because I was worrying about that myself with the storms we're having here in the east. So somebody else said, regarding the Venus clearing, hi, Ron, had a lot of movement in my body while you did the Venus clearing, feeling much lighter, and the space in my room is more open. Body is still vibrating slightly. Thank you, Ron. Wow, it's really incredible that we're getting all these testimonials, and I just want to say thanks, everybody, for writing in. And letting us know that this planetary stuff is working. Now, I'm not sure if Ron is back, but I think BBS is trying to get him back. So I'm just going to talk a little bit here about the planetary healings. And there is one I was thinking of. If you're feeling like you need to get in there, and Ron's been doing a lot of samples this past week on planetary clearings. So he's been doing like one per day, and there is this clearing that he offers, the whole lifetime planet star courting removal. And let's see. He mentions, we were talking about nursery rhymes, and he mentions the, I think it's a poem and a song, the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And it's very interesting to read that. That was written in the 1800s. And that poem was first published in 1806. So the aliens have been telling us through the poem's words, they're watching us from the stars. And the poem was published around the time aliens began placing their fake stars in our sky. So all of these things can be cleared, these energies that affect us. The planet star courting removal is a clearing that takes energies that connect to your natal chart. These are the energies that are controlling you from afar, such as planets, stars, etc. You do not know about them and cannot even see them. For example, some of them can be in different dimensions or even in our third dimension, but are out of our physical awareness. And also note that some things we see with our eyes in the night sky we think are real are not actually real. So you can purchase this clearing and clear. You can also have an unlimited option. And it clears planet star cordings, which includes moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, and asteroids and comets. So someone else wrote in and said, the planet Venus and alien clearings must have lightened up the energy in my office because suddenly everyone and myself is smiling and lighthearted. That's really nice. Thanks. And someone else is asking, I wonder if Ron can make a clearing for handler removal and disconnection from us. That is a thought. So when he gets back, hopefully soon, we'll hopefully find out.
Still working on it.
Okay. And so we talked about the planetary clearing. Somebody else wrote in about the Saturday call, and they said, when you took the pin out from behind my eye, I saw a spear removed. Felt wonderful. Thanks. So thanks so much for letting us know, and glad that the Saturday call helped you. During the Mercury clearing, which was, I believe Ron did that on Saturday, on the Saturday show, someone wrote in and said they had lots of body jerks, especially right hip and heart area, so it seems like they were maybe hooked up to Mercury there. Okay. So I'll just keep reading testimonials here because I know a lot of people write in and we usually don't get a chance to get to them. Someone else said, I'm not sure, I wasn't on the entire call on Sunday, but somebody said, my big toe is smaller. Thanks, Ron. Maybe they hurt their toe and they fell asleep during the break for the last 2 hours, LOL. So I hope that means you're feeling better. Maybe the toe was swollen or something. And the clearing on Sunday helped them. So another, wow, I'm so glad everybody's really feeling this Venus because we have a lot to read while we're waiting to get Ron back online here. And someone said, as Ron was doing the Venus clearing, my office shook for a few seconds, and there were some releases in my body as well. Wow. It's a pretty intense thing, these planets. They can really negatively affect us. And someone else wrote in and said, here too, Venus clearing, or we had some extraterrestrials hanging around. So grateful. Yeah, because Ron did he cleared the energy of the planet Venus, and he also did an enslaved aliens clearing. So we had those two done during the show, and I think maybe it was a combination of the two. And we can clear our handler on the psychic billboard clearing. You can type in my alien handler, and the psychic billboard clearing is pretty useful, I think, for a lot of people, and it's only $20 a month. We should mention, too, that if you have done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, that's kind of the entrance clearing, or the first clearing you would need to do before proceeding to any of the others. It's the whole lifetime emotional healing. And that's the one that kind of precedes all of the others? Because I know when people write in or they first come, they're saying, maybe they're thinking, oh my gosh, I need all these clearings, but they don't. And you'll realize that after you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, that's sort of the one that precedes doing all the other work on yourself. So the Psychic Billboard Mind Projection Clearing, there are two archives, and you can find these if you actually search for that clearing. There's two archives from Ron's BBS radio shows, and Ron's been doing these shows for years. And the two that mention and describe this clearing are on July 16th, 2010, and August 4th, 2010. And you can either go through BBS to listen to those, or they're right on Ron's website, and you can find them there. Okay, so let's move on here. The person who wrote in about clearing the alien handler, you may do that through the Psychic Billboard clearing. So there was also something else I wanted to read about that from one of the listeners here. Let's see. A lot of people asking for clearing samples, but we'll have to wait and see if BBS can get Ron back here. Hopefully he can do some more samples for us. Somebody did a lot of the free clearings, and they've been doing the Alien Head Connection, which is a free clearing that Ron offers. And let's see, it's actually called the Alien Head Implant Removal, and you can find that under free healings under the drop-down menu there on the left side under the healing login box. You can run all of those. Somebody was asking, too, if you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, will the healings that you hear on the radio show and on the archives be more powerful or stronger? And they won't be stronger. It doesn't matter. You'll get the same healing whether you've done the whole lifetime clearing or you haven't, but you'll be able to kind of maybe be more present and connect more with it. So you won't actually, like, the strength of the healing doesn't change. It's just your ability to probably receive the full benefits of the healing will change if you've had your whole lifetime emotional healing, because you won't be having all of these kind of up and down, oh, I don't get this, what's going on, I don't get this, I don't understand, why, how does this work, all this kind of mind chatter. Usually people who have done the whole lifetime emotional clearing have a better experience with feeling more peaceful while listening to the radio shows. So the strength of the healing, it doesn't change or get stronger. It's not contingent upon the number of healings that you've done. Okay, so BBS is attempting to reach Ron. I'm really sorry about this. Maybe he's on the new Earth and they can't reach him. So I'm very sorry, everybody, that we've lost Ron here, and I've kind of been flying solo. But I just wanted to thank everybody for writing in and sharing all of the wonderful healings here and testimonials that you've been really working on. And somebody wrote in and said, okay, so we were just talking about this, and they wrote in and said, months ago, I was running the planetary and star removal cording. When I was running the comet asteroid clearing, I started to gain some weight in my brain. It felt like there was a 5-pound weight in my brain. It was irritating. When I wanted to be in the now, it got heavier. I decided to run the comet asteroid clearing section. After 5 minutes, the weight was pulled out. When that happens, it was a really intense pull. Then I heard a cracking sound on top of my head. How much a comet can have this much control on me? Yeah, it's a lot of times people experience very profound physical sensations with a lot of the healings. A lot of the times they don't. Once again, for the person who had the question about the strength of the healings, it doesn't matter. Either way, they are still working, even if you don't experience them. Everyone obviously is different. Like on the website, it says no two snowflakes are alike, so everyone will experience the healings differently. And everyone will need different healings because we've all had different experiences. So all of this is kind of based on your own experience, and that's why it's really great that you can custom tailor it and empower yourself to do it yourself. Effing aliens, ha ha ha, right now. Yeah, I don't know. It's this doesn't usually happen for this long. Usually they can get him back. And somebody else said, you can put the name of the person and the word handler in the natal barcode removal, too. Okay, so yeah, thanks so much for that tip. Natal barcode removal.
Still gone.
Still gone, okay. I'm not sure what we should do. Continue the show or just maybe wait for Ron to get back. But, I mean, I'll just keep reading and maybe by the, you know, if he's not back. If he's not, okay, thanks, Doug. If he's not back soon, we can just kind of end early, maybe. And
no, actually going up, so it's down.
All right. Well, actually having some technical difficulties here. So for anybody who's just joined, I'm kind of running the show here. Ron has been disconnected, and we're trying to get him back. We're just kind of reading testimonials, and if anybody would like to write in and ask, I'll do my best to sort of handle any of the questions. And obviously, I can't do any sample healing, so when Ron gets back, we'll just save your requests for when he can do those live. But we've been talking a lot about, yes, the planet Venus. Someone did come late to the show, and Ron did do the planet clearing at the beginning of the show. If we can get him back, maybe he could do it again before it ends. So they sent in this suggestion and needed it to be live, so I guess I missed it. Well, a lot of the times he does do repeats, so we'll stay tuned and see if we can maybe get him to repeat that, if the BBS can actually get him back here. So maybe he is on the new Earth. We don't know. let's see. Yeah, he did that at the top of the show. Sorry, listener who missed that. It was cleared. And he cleared, I think, on Friday and Saturday. He was clearing Saturn and, I believe, also Mars. So he does one per day. All right. So getting back to your questions, yes, we were talking about handlers on Friday, and two people wrote in and said the best way to clear those is through the natal barcode clearing as well as the psychic billboard clearing. And as far as your healings working, that would definitely be a question for Ron. So, yes. Having the whole lifetime emotional and other clearings will not strengthen the samples or any of the clearings on the radio shows, but you'll probably be more receptive to getting the benefits of that. It's kind of like, you know, if you were in college or high school, like jumping into an advanced course before you took the prerequisites, you're probably not going to understand a lot of what Ron talks about without having done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, but that doesn't actually change the strength of the clearings. So just to make sure everybody understands that. Thanks for the vote of confidence. from a listener. You're doing a wonderful job for us all. Well, it's very strange doing this without Ron. So I'm just kind of basing it off what you guys are sending me. So thanks, everybody, for participating. And our inbox is really full tonight, so I really appreciate that. It always helps doing these shows after the weekends because Ron does so many healings. And we just passed, this past weekend he did, July 15th and 16th was the beginning of the four-hour Ascension prep call and the, it says 8-hour on the website, but they're really 7 hours now, the Sunday healing intensive. So I just want to say, if you purchase those calls and you can't spend 7 hours on the phone, you're more than welcome to attend them as a registered absentee, and you can usually prepare some water prior to the show or the call for water charging. That's always a really nice option. It's nice to attend them live because it really forces you to focus on your own healings. So it's always nice to do that if you can. And some people come in and come out, so they'll call in for a while and listen and then, you know, do other things. And we do take breaks. It's not like you're on the phone for 7 hours straight. Ron does a lot of breaks, and he does a lot of, you know, short breaks, long breaks. So it's not like you're just kind of chained to the phone for the entire day. People are asking for clearing samples, and we're going to have to wait, unfortunately. I guess I'm just going to kind of wing it here till the end of the show since we seem to have lost Ron. And somebody, actually, I think I can answer this question myself, but is there a way to help a cat with an emotional body? And I think it says, is there a way to help a cat in an emotional body? So I don't know if you want to do a whole lifetime emotional clearing for your cat, you could definitely do that. I think when you purchase the whole lifetime emotional clearing for yourself, you can then take that and often you can run that on your animals. So the emotional body clearing is the one we were just talking about. And let's see. I believe I'm correct in saying that. And Ron often does take our pets up with him on the light ship when we go with him. But if you purchase the emotional body clearing and you purchase the unlimited option, I think you can use that for your personal pets. And that's always an option if you want to use that for yourself as well as your pets. So you would just be able to clear them along with yourself. And it actually is really important to clear out our pets because a lot of the times they become sort of receptacles for our emotions. And I know we talked about this on Friday. It keeps coming up, but pets can also be handlers. So, like, you can feel you're being controlled by your pets. So oftentimes it's a really good idea to do that, yes. And I have just gotten that confirmed that all clearings purchased for yourself can be done on pets for free. And I like to purchase the unlimited options because, you know, pets go through a lot of trauma as well as we do. So as we go through trauma, it's really important to clear out our pets as well. They are their own, you know, unique life force with, you know, their own emotional bodies. And a lot of the times it's a lot easier because they're not thinking the way we do. So they're not, you know, we don't have all that chatter that we have to clear. So all clearings purchased for us can be done on our pets for free. So that's great to know. And let's see. Oh, great. Yes. Thank you so much. Somebody wrote in and was at the Gaia Symposium last week. And I hope this is not the first time you're listening to the show because it's usually a little bit different. And Ron is usually here with me and he's doing samples and we're kind of having a back and forth. But he's seems to have mysteriously dropped off. So we're just going to go keep reading listener questions till the end. And somebody wrote in, they were in Mount Shasta last week, which is where the symposium was, and Ron did a lot of workshops. And I don't know if anybody had the chance to do the listen via phone or was actually there, but this person was there. So we're welcoming questions and experiences from that. So somebody said, I was there with Ron and also at the Monday post-event workshop, and I am completely renewed and alive. I highly encourage listeners to go see Ron in person as much as they can. I'm thrilled and thankful. Yes, it sounds like this person, Ron probably did. He probably made you real. He probably removed, probably decloned you, probably did a lot of energy work on the people that were there, and got rid of a lot of stuff. So it's, I'm not sure what exactly he did at that symposium, but he does usually do that, and there's usually a very, it's like kind of like taking an energetic shower. You really get cleaned off, and it's really wonderful experience. If you can make it to any of the expos, it's great, and just, you know, go there and enjoy yourself, because you'll kind of see the world differently, and people look different, and you feel a lot more alive and a lot more centered. So I totally agree. If you can, go to the workshops, go to the expos, go to the events. We always keep you posted on when they are, and there's usually upcoming events that you can click on at the top of the creationlightship.com homepage. And, you know, as usual, we'll keep you posted on all the radio shows as to when Ron is making upcoming in-person appearances. And somebody's asking about the conference calls, and they're wondering, can I get onto conference calls through Skype? And I think you can, and if not, you can use maybe Wi-Fi calling or another internet-based phone service. I used to use one related to a particular email that starts with the letter of the alphabet. Not sure, it doesn't work anymore. But then I got a smartphone, and I usually do all of my calls over Wi-Fi calling because it saves data. So I'm assuming that if you can make it, I don't know what the time difference is if you're in Australia, but if you can be awake during that time and you're able to get on the calls, then you should be able to do that. It shouldn't be a problem. There's a lot of free calling international or very low-cost calling apps, too, that you can maybe look into. I don't know if any of our international listeners have experience with this, but I know it's a little bit different when you're in the U.S. versus a foreign country. But if anybody knows how to do that, you could write in and we could let our international listening audience know about that. So I think actually we should probably wrap it up at this point. And generally Ron would come on at this time and do the Mind to Heart Drop. So if everybody wants to, after the show, you can listen to the audio sample, or you could just do it yourself by saying out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them down into my heart, and then count backwards from 10, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So everybody, please be sure to do that after the show. And your light beings have been charged with peace energy for yourself and your space during the show. And make sure you join us tomorrow, Tuesday, for the cording removal call. Ron's going to be doing an enlistment, and the time for that call is every Tuesday, 5:30 to 6:30 Pacific, 7:30 to 8:30 Central, 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern, and it's $20 per session. So if you're looking for that PayPal link, can find it at the top of creationlightship.com. If you've enjoyed the show tonight and you'd like to donate, please do so. It helps keep the free healings running. And I think that's a wrap for tonight. Thanks, everybody, for your patience, and thanks so much for bearing with me. And we'll hopefully get Ron back for the next Wednesday show. All right, BBS, over and out.